Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. This is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. We are into our eighth year of doing this every first Friday of the month, and we have different meditation leaders that lead it all the time, so it's always different, exciting, and new. We don't ever know exactly what's going to happen. So I'm very grateful that you're all here today, and if you're hearing this on the recording, you are included in my gratitude as well. So before I introduce our meditation leader today, I'd like to just start off with the Loving Minute meditation that we got from David Spangler, just to get us into a good space. So to begin, just take a minute to become inwardly still and quiet. Just close your eyes and feel yourself becoming still and quiet. And now open your eyes and look around and take in everything that's in your immediate environment. And go within, into your heart, a place of love, compassion, and kindness within. And from this place, appreciate and honor everything that is around you. Visualize a sphere of lovingness emerging from this inner place and expanding out to touch and bless those things that you can see and touch. And now ask that this same spirit of love expand to embrace the world itself, that all beings, all life, may experience the love at the heart of creation. Okay, thank you. So David Spangler and the Lorien Association people do this at noon every day. So whenever you think about it, do that Loving Minute meditation to send love to everything in your environment and then spread it out into the world. All right, so I am really happy to say that we have Shoshana Avri here today to lead the meditation. Shoshana is a longtime friend of mine, and she's been practicing and teaching shamanism for over 30 years. And she's really passionate about working with the spirits and, you know, helping others to find their way back home to themselves through shamanism. And she was a student of Michael Harner and the Foundation for Shamanic Studies, and she completed their three-year apprenticeship program and all their courses over 20 years ago. And she's also studied with many indigenous teachers. Shoshana does private sessions, and she teaches workshops. And you can find more about her at shaman-inspirit.com. www.globalwaterhealingmeditation.com. And you'll find that link on the Global Water Healing Meditation website. So, Shoshana, I am really excited to have you back today, and can't wait to see where you're going to take us.
Well, thank you, Mary. I really appreciate it, and I love being part of this. It's lovely, and that was a gorgeous, loving minute. I mean, my heart just feels so expanded. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, everyone, and thank you for showing up to do some healing work on the waters around the world today. And today I'm going to take you on a guided meditation to merge with a mermaid or merman, a merperson. We're doing this to get their perspective of what the oceans are like and using our power and energy to assist in clearing and healing the water. And so I'm a shamanic practitioner, as Mary said, and everything in our practice is about intention. Your intention for today is when you step out of your front door, you'll be in a gorgeous ocean, turquoise blue like the Caribbean, translucent, welcoming, and you'll be able to breathe easily. Once in the water, you'll meet either a mermaid or a merman, your choice. Remember, your intention is to do this as soon as your door opens. This merperson will be waiting for you, and they know already that you will be merging with them to learn more about the oceans from their perspective and to do healing work. So in shamanism, we have a driving sound, a sonic driving. Usually it's a drum or a rattle. So today, I'll be using this rattle. Is this okay, Mary?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so first I'm going to call in the spirits because we start doing that, and I'm going to put protection around everybody. Now, each of you in your homes, wherever you are, so you can travel freely and easily during this experience. So you'll hear me sing for a minute or two, calling the spirits in, and as you wish, you can call your spirit helpers who work with you too. Hey, lai, lai, la. 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 Hey, lai, hey, lai, lai. Dear spirit that are going to work with us today, our loving, kind spirits, and all the ancestors who love us. We're asking for you to put a blue bubble of protection around us as we travel out of time on this journey to help the earth heal. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for that. And please come along with us and make our journey rich and beautiful. Okay, everyone, I'd like you to take a nice, deep breath. Relax. And now you're going to be at your door on the inside of your home. And on the next breath, I'm going to have you open your door. And so let's breathe and open the door. Look out into this gorgeous, gorgeous water. You can see light coming through the water and shining right at your door, welcoming you to enter. And off to the side is either a mermaid or a merman, depending on what you ask for. They are also full of light, just beaming this light off them. Now let's take a breath, and you're going to jump into this warm, inviting environment. Let's go for it. You can breathe easily, and you're going to approach your mermaid or merman and ask to merge. So I'll give you a minute to connect with them and be in the water. So as you approach them and you were asking to merge, remember, this is a practice of surrender, merging is. You're surrendering to this beautiful, loving, kind spirit. And they will disengage you when the journey is over. So let's take a breath and just swim into their body. It's lovely and it's easy and they're willing. And now it's your head to their head, your hands to their hands, and your feet will enter the fin. Wiggle around and see what it feels like to be a mermaid or merman. Get into the feeling of it and the ease of movement and breathing underwater. Let's take a minute to do that. Get yourself fully engaged. You will also feel the light that emanates from them. They are full of this magical light for healing. So feel that in your body now. All this light is going to now come through you, and you'll see it as an aura around you as well. You can see the bottom of the ocean where you are. The gorgeous white sands and turtles wandering around you and colorful schools of fish living their lives in this beautiful environment. You are struck with awe. Take it in and swim around in this new body for a minute or two. Now that you're fully engaged in your mermaid or merman, you will be able to see out of their eyes, giving you a different perspective of the ocean. You'll be able to see more layers of life not seen before from your eyes. Swim around and take that in. Spend a minute or so really focusing on what you have not seen before. Now we are going to all gather other sea creatures to form a ring around the earth through the ocean. Fin to pinnipeds to more fins. Let's take a few minutes to call in all the sea creatures you can to form this circle for healing all around the earth. So I'm going to repeat that. Your intention is to gather as many sea creatures around you, your hands to the fins and pinnipeds and whatever mantis have, and we're going to form a line. And each of you will be in different parts of the world with different creatures connected to you, and we're going to create, our intention is to create this ring of light and healing around the earth through the ocean. So let's take a few minutes and get busy getting all the little whales and turtles and what have you all part of your line. I see turtles and sharks and mantas and whales all lining up to join us. As they understand the importance of this work and our clear intention to do some wonderful healing of the waters, keep calling them and creating a huge line. Let everybody get in line. I'm seeing a huge line on either side of me, ready to start. On the count of five, we'll all be linked up. You'll be able to see this immense white light emanating from our line. One, two, three, four, five. Great work, everyone. There's this beautiful line of light all around the earth. And I can see it from the perspective. Now, everyone, hold in your heart and mind a vision of a clean and thriving ocean. All the waters around the earth. Focus on sending energy from your light body that's all around you, out as far as you can. It will be energizing the ocean to create a cleaner and healthier environment for all the living beings here, giving them strength to survive and thrive. Let's hold this vision and position for the next 5 minutes. Beam your light. Send love and clear, clean water vision. Let's go for it. remember to keep breathing, pulling that light, letting that light flow from your heart out very far, and let it travel around the earth, through the ocean, back around to you. So let's keep working it. The light moving, getting closer to coming back around to us. So let's keep pushing that light, opening our hearts, asking the divine to come through us, through the water. Now the light is coming back around, having gone around the earth, coming back towards us. Take a nice deep breath and fill yourself with this healing light too that has gone around the earth, through the oceans, past through all these beautiful waters and animals. Fill yourself up again. Keep pulsing. Great work, everyone. As you do this healing, you get healed as well. That's just how that kind of thing works. Now, let's take a deep breath and collect ourselves from that experience, and we can release our lovely sea creatures and thank them for helping us. Hugs all around. Now we're going to meet up with each other as our mermaid and merman beings out in the ocean where all the trash is, the island of trash in the Pacific. In a smaller circle, we're going to circle the trash. So let's take a few minutes to swim there. Have your intention be very clear. We're going to the island of trash, to the debris out in the Pacific. And as we do so, let your light shine. Now you're full of all this exquisite healing light. Let your light shine and beam all around you, leaving a trail of care and health behind. Let's take a few minutes to get there. You can bring your any sea creatures who want to come along for fun and help as well. Up to them. Take a few minutes. And the intention is to meet the island of debris out on the Pacific. Enjoy your swim as you go, too. Feeling light around you, doing healing work as you're swimming towards this island. The water's warm and beautiful, so let's enjoy it. You never know who you're going to meet along the way. Could be the whale shark. That would be fun. Keep all your senses open and take in everything you can on your journey. We will be there shortly. I can see it up ahead of us. While some of it is being taken care of, there's still a lot there. So we're coming upon it. I'm seeing a bunch of you swimming up to it. Now we're going to meet up with each other here. And everybody find a place. And I see all these gorgeous mermaids and mermen gathering around the debris. We're going to hold the intention and send energy to the debris, asking it to remove any non-beneficial energy from it, to be taken to the light and transform itself into usable material for the sea creatures to flourish in and have as housing. I'm going to repeat that. Our intention is to send energy to the debris, asking it to remove any non-beneficial energy from it to be taken to the light. All the non-beneficial energy will be taken to the light, and itself will be transformed into usable material for the sea creatures to flourish in and have as housing. Okay, let's spend 5 minutes working on this intensely. This is big work, so, and good work. We're going to see those new coral shapes and little houses for crabs to be in, and on this will all become biodegradable, used as food and housing. You can get all the sea creatures to tell you what they'd like to see, and let us spend our time and energy focusing on creating the debris into something usable and wonderful for the ocean. Let's do it. I can see the debris shape-shifting into all kinds of combs floating down, creating coral areas for coral to grow. And the creatures are so happy, all the fish Okay, I have a little more time here. Just a few more seconds to finish up your beautiful work here. It looks like things are disintegrated and gone to the bottom and created lots of beauty everywhere. Good work, everybody. Now, let's spend another few minutes swimming together, enjoying the fruits of our labors, listening to your mermaid or merman's thoughts now that you're merged with them. Invite them to speak to you as you're in there about what went on here today, how they felt about that, what they had in mind, what they saw. Ask questions and how they feel about having loving these waters and all the work we've done. So spend a minute or two having a conversation. Wonderful, wonderful. This part of our journey is over. Now, let's ask to be taken back to our home and enjoy the swim back. And at the count of 10, you'll be at your front door again, where you'll disengage from your mermaid or merman, thank them for this experience, and know you'll be able to connect with them at will. Remember, it's about intention. And they might have a way or something they'd like you to do in this physical reality to thank them for allowing you to merge with them. You can get that information on the swim back. So I'm going to start counting, and then you'll, at the count of 10, you'll be at your front door. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Voila, you're at your front door again. Now you're going to disengage. Your mermaid or merman will do this for you and shake yourself back into your body. Thank them and get any last message they might have for you. Let's spend a minute doing this, feeling yourself pulling out of the mermaid or merman and becoming solid again. Okay, you should be feeling nice and solid and whole again and at your door. Now let's open your door and walk back to your chair or couch and enter your body here in the physical world fully. Just breathe yourself into yourself. Your hands to your hands, your head to your head. Your feet to your feet, you're fully there. You can feel your body. It feels wonderful. I want you to wiggle your toes and fingers. Nod your head. Move around and breathe deeply. And know you are home. And let's take another deep breath and open your eyes. Welcome home, everyone, and thank you for your good work today. I hope you enjoyed this journey. My name is Shoshana. And also, if you go to my website, I have a storytelling page. I have a YouTube channel where I tell stories that I write and other people send in to me as well. So blessings to all of you. Know that you can set your intention to meet up with these mermaids again and go swimming in the mermen. And may you all be blessed and take care and good health to you and everyone we help today. Thank you.
Thank you, Shoshana. That was wonderful.
Oh, great.
I felt really at home when I merged with the mermaid.
Yeah, you, for sure.
It did not feel unfamiliar. And it was really wonderful to be in that body. And
thanks, Mary.
When I asked what I could do for my mermaid, or it was for the mer people in general, and just she said that while I'm in Bimini, you know, we should all take some time to send love and energy to the mer when we're out on the water. So I will definitely do that when we're out there on the water all day.
Nice.
Yeah. So is there anyone who would like to share something, or if you have a question for Shoshana? If so, just *6 and tell us your name.
This is Allison from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Allison.
I wanted to thank you. Hello, thank you so much. That was so amazing. I actually met up with, instead of a female or a male, they were connected, male and female, like twins, into one tail. And
wow.
Their message for me was balance, heart-brain connection, coherence, and synergy.
Beautiful.
Wow, that's cool.
Thank you for sharing.
So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is there somebody else? I know it's hard sometimes to come back into your physical body after these journeys.
Hello, this is Kaya.
Hi, Kaya.
Hey.
Hi, Kaya.
I just wanted to say how profound and magical and beautiful that was. Like, I'm almost crying. I have such a deep love for the mer people, and I miss them. And this is just such a beautiful way to connect. And furthermore, every day I got the message that they would love us to spend time in connection with them in the waters, just sending our love and light out and the support. And I just got that they miss us so much that not very many people connect with them anymore. So I just am so deeply, profoundly grateful for this experience and for everyone on this call and just the love for the ocean and helping it heal. Thank you so, so, so much.
So much. That was beautiful.
You know, Kaya, I got that from them too, that they were so grateful that we were doing this and that we were acknowledging them as well. So, yeah, I got that same message from my mer person. We forget, you know. Humanity has forgotten these beings, and it's really important that we remember all these spirits that we share this planet with. So, yeah, that's something we all need to do, is acknowledge them and for what they do for our world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there somebody else? Okay. Well, if there's nobody else that wants to share, I think we will wrap it up. So I
thank you.
Hi. Sorry, I was muted.
Mary?
I took me a long note.
Go ahead.
Jillian here. Yeah, it's difficult to come back. Like you or whoever shared about it not being unfamiliar, I came out my door and I immediately was a mermaid. And there were many, many around me. And my journey was a little bit different in that I was taken to a mermaid woman, a mature woman who was kind of stuck underneath something. And it looked to me like it was one of those seeds, container things. And, you know, all this could be metaphor, of course, but and we gathered around, and with the help, suddenly there was a moment of inspiration with the help of the whales, we were able to dislodge it. And what appeared was this whole network of caves in which the mermaids live. And I was taken into those caves, and then even deeper to the center of the earth. So as the line was being formed, there was this sense that the center of the earth was pulsating light to the line. And with that, the star beings connected as well. And the line appeared to me. I saw us. I joined the line. I came out of the cave and all that and joined the line. And suddenly the line was more like a web with every creature in the ocean, but also in the waters. And I'm by a river here right now. All of them lighting up, small, you know, the little ones and the really, really big ones. All sort of sparking up in a web-like, a web of light, really. It was really beautiful. And our line was the heartbeat around the earth of that, with the center of the earth and the stars above. It was very, very beautiful. And as was said, they were very happy that we were connecting with them and joining with them in that.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
It's very difficult to come back.
Yeah. Well, you can always go
back.
Well,
now that you said that, is there anybody who is not back that has had a lot of trouble that needs to be brought back?
Yeah. I want to remind everyone too that I will be putting this up on the Global Water Healing website later today. And so anytime you want to do this journey back to the MER, you can just go to the website, to the archives, to the recordings, and just look for Shoshana today and it'll be there.
Mary, this is Sabina. I want to share something real quick.
Sure.
When I came out of the water with the merman that I was with, he showed me his heart, and it was purple. It looked like a flesh and blood heart, and it was felt like a dark purple, bluish purple color.
Mm. Wow. That's cool.
Hey, everybody. This is Muriel, and I'm interrupting because I live here on Tybee Island. The police just came to my front door and said that we all need to evacuate because there's a very big gas leak, and they're afraid there's going to be a problem with explosion because if any fire gets to it, and I have no idea what this is about, but I just thought as long as we're on the line, I would ask everyone to just put a bubble of protection around Tybee Island so we don't blow up.
Absolutely. And
oh, my gosh. Okay.
There, Muriel. We'll do that right now. We'll do that right now.
Go, and we'll do
grab
that.
Grab your dog and go.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for your help.
We're on it.
And I don't have a sense that there's going to be a problem, but the policeman was pretty upset. So.
Well, go.
Okay. All righty. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye. All right. So, everyone, we are going to...
Where is that?
Tybee Island is a little island right near Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
So it's right on the Savannah River that goes out into the Atlantic Ocean. So it's on that outer coast of Georgia, just very close to Savannah. So your intention, and we're going to put a big blue bubble of protection around Tybee Island. And all the people and the homes and the wild creatures and the domestic creatures. And let's ask that the spirits of air blow through there and dissipate this gas. And that the gas company people find this leak quickly and are able to completely fix it immediately.
And so it is.
So it is.
God bless.
Wow. You just never know what each moment will bring.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my heaven.
Crazy. All right. Well, does anybody have any last thing you want to share or say before we close it up? Okay.
Thank
next
you so
month,
much.
You're welcome. Next month is going to be Linda Shea is going to be leading the call in August. So I'm going to unmute everyone, and we can all have our chaotic goodbye. And I would just like to say everyone have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Oh, yes, yes. And have a safe, great trip, Mary. May it be filled with beautiful weather.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Happy 4th of July.
Bye.
Hold the
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or...